USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. aircraft carrier group has moved back into the Persian Gulf region, but a Navy spokeswoman said Saturday its return was not triggered by any threats after the killing in Iran of a top nuclear scientist. Tensions are high in the region after the assassination Friday of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Iran has blamed U.S. ally Israel without providing any proof. The actor that played Darth Vader in the Star Wars franchise has died.
The rebels are alert to our presence. Admiral Ozzel came out of light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised, was my
guess. As clumsy as he is stupid.
David Prowse auditioned for Darth Vader and Chewbacca, deciding on Darth because everyone remembers the villain. The voice of Darth Vader is James Earl Jones. David Prowse was battling prostate cancer since 2018. He was 85 years old. Thank you for tuning in. We are USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Lawmakers are returning to D.C. on Monday, taking a look at what needs to get done. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer, believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
By November, more than 25 members of Congress and at least 150 aides have tested positive for COVID-19 during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio News, Dan Araki takes a look at Saturday's top 25 college football scores.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama cruised to a win in the Iron Bowl, 42-13 over number 22 Auburn. Number 3 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh, 57-17. Number 5 Texas A&M handled LSU, 20-7. Number 6 Florida beat Kentucky, 34-10. Michigan State upset number 8 Northwestern, 29-20. Number 9 Georgia ran away from South Carolina, 45-16. Number 12 Indiana topped Maryland, 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 21 days after a COVID outbreak that canceled two games. Number 20, Coastal Carolina beat Texas State 49-14. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech 50-44. But five games involving top 25 teams were postponed or canceled this week as multiple teams dealt with COVID outbreaks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
12 NFL games are on tap for Sunday. The late game will feature the Chicago Bears at the New England Patriots. A celebration of life for former New York Mayor David Dinkins.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is paying homage to the first Black mayor of New York City. At a celebration of life, de Blasio saying former Mayor David Dinkins made the city a safer place.
He said it's not just our traditional notion of public safety. It's about kids. It's about families. He said if we're going to be safer, there have to be after-school programs. There has to be. He created the Beacon programs.
Dinkins died earlier this month at the age of 93. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.